had a citizen come to the city commission, express concern about their neighbors having chickens and what the regulations currently were and whether something could be done. The commission took that under consideration, tasked staff with looking into it further. So we then looked at our peer communities, mostly in Kansas, of what regulations they had in place. We had a what we call a study session with the city commission and just gave them an inventory of here's what our code currently says, here's how other communities address chickens, and that sparked some conversation about, you know, topics that we might want to consider. So staff was then tasked with drafting some amendments. We have an animal control advisory board that we took those to, got their feedback, and quite a bit of conversation along the way. And then last night, it was kind of the culmination of all those deliberations with a handful of amendments to our current ordinance, but nothing along the line, nothing as overarching or as significant as we might have seen in that full inventory of peer communities. The biggest changes really were some clarifications. One had to do with our previous code language said that you couldn't keep chickens to the annoyance of a neighbor. Well, that's pretty open-ended, kind of gets us in the middle of a possible
depending upon your
neighbors. And so
I look at you wrong, I'm annoyed. Yeah.
And it's hard for us to then, you know, sort that out.
Sure.
So we incorporated some language that's more commonly used that is it injects language about a person of reasonable sensibilities. Admittedly.
Wait a minute. You just took one abstract thought and replaced it with that. Yeah,
well, yes, but that is a legal standard that is commonly used.
So we can measure reasonable sensibilities.
Well, okay. A judge ultimately gets tasked with that. But
threw the judge down.
Are you going to get Solomon on the commission now?
That all these out. Baby in half. Yeah.
But that's sadly what you have to do, and then narrow. And is the complaint been noise more than like pollution or anything like that?
Yeah, it actually was kind of health concerns and whether it was contributing to smell and health issues. And so we, as part of this whole conversation, looked at that particular location quite a bit, had animal control staff and others out, and very few, if any, of our staff could observe a smell. We had one individual at the property line said that they could pick up on a smell. We actually, Tony's left, but he actually took out some testing equipment from the fire department to look for different, you know, gases, mm-hmm. what have you. There was the health department was also involved. They found some ammonia readings, but nothing that was above a threshold. And so that kind of makes the point of kind of that trying to arbitrate between two neighbors. So we ended up focusing on changing that standard. Our existing code had a 50-foot separation not only from the neighbor's residence, but from any structure that could be occupied in any way. So that picked up outbuildings and storage sheds that might be in the corner of the property.
But you're also talking about the neighbor's property. You're not talking about your own property.
Yeah,
You can put them up against your house, against your outbuildings.
Yep. So we clarified that code language as well and made it that 50-foot separation just from the neighbor's residence. And we'd previously acknowledged that the owner's residence didn't count in that separation.
Okay.
And then there was quite a bit of conversation. Some other communities had a distance separation from the property line. Some communities said that the chickens, whether in a coop or in a run, couldn't be within 10 feet of the property line. City Commission deliberated about that and chose not to include that in the ordinance. So if you meet the separation distance for the coop, the chickens themselves can be within right up to the property line.
So, go ahead.
Do they have to be in a run, or can they be free range in my backyard?
I was just thinking that same question.
That's another thing that we clarified is that they have to be in a rear yard, and one of the things that came up is corner lots technically don't have a rear yard. They have two front yards and two side yards.
Right.
So we amended the code language to provide that in the event of a corner lot, they can be in a side yard that is behind the residence. And so we actually had a diagram for the city commission that we shared with them, but essentially, and you take the corners of the home, and it limits it to the what would be side yards that are tucked around.
And can they be
the
free
house,
in that backyard?
Yes,
as long as you meet the dwelling.
You're going to have a fence or something to keep them in that area, but they can free run within that area.
Because some people want to keep chickens not just because of the eggs, but because of they help keep bug populations down.
Well, the thing I've learned, I've had quite a few people say that they just find it entertaining to watch them.